Next case, case number 9903, Reynolds Construction LLC, intersection of Jefferson Street and Route 1 being Lot 8. They're seeking a variance from the front yard setback requirement. Gentlemen, if you correct your application that's sitting in front of you, it should be 25 feet, not 35 feet for the setback proposed, and 35 feet setback variance requested. So the 35 foot variance is the request. Put it right in. State your full name and address.
Glenn Taylor Urquhart, 4 East Lake Drive, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge, sir?
Yes, I do.
Fine, thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen. For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and I'm representing the applicant. This is a request for variance from the front yard setback requirements. The lot is zone C1 commercial, and the ordinance requires a 60-foot front yard setback in a C1 district. And I'm assuming you gentlemen have a copy of the plot with the green on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll be referring to that plot. As you can see, the lot is about 100 feet wide, and it's 127 feet on the south end and about 80 feet on the north end. It fronts on Jefferson Street, which is just immediately south of the Rehoboth Canal Bridge on Route 1. And the location is fairly unique. Prior to approximately 1970, the lot originally had frontage on Route 1 and was also adjacent to Lincoln Street, which actually had access directly onto Route 1. About 1970, the state replaced the old Route 1 drawbridge, which was located there, and dualized Route 1. And when they did that, they took a portion of this lot, which is now basically part of the right-of-way, and the Lincoln Street, which is located, again, just to the north of this site, was closed and does not access Route 1. It's no longer really a street. The rear of our lot, again, is now adjacent to the right-of-way of Route 1 and is actually kind of the bottom of the downslope. If you're coming down the bridge coming over the canal, it's kind of the bottom portion where it starts to level out there. So you can't access Route 1 from there in any way, shape, or form. What's being proposed, as shown on the plan here, is a three-story building that would be retail or office space with an apartment upstairs. The proposed building, as shown on this plan, would have a 25-foot setback at its closest point. And as you can see, that's the northwest corner of the proposed building. And due to the shape of the lot, that setback increases to 45 feet at the southwest corner of the building. There's approximately, as you can see on the plot, there's approximately another 10 feet between this lot's lot lines and the curb line of Jefferson Street, which is really just unused right-of-way, so it's really an additional separation from the actual paved portion. The proposed use of parking will be met for this site. There's no adverse impact on the property adjacent on the north, which, as I said, is actually a closed street. And then north of that is actually lands of the state of Delaware, and that's the property that's actually the bridge property. As to the legal requirements for a variance, it's a very unique property. This is the back road that comes into Rehoboth, which I live in Rehoboth, and this in the summertime, this is the way you come in rather than wait for the turn on Route 1. And as I said, it's basically lands of the state to the south. The 60-foot setback here would substantially make the lot unbuildable due to the shape of the lot. With the setback and the rear yard setback, it would make it very difficult to place a functional building on the property. The size of the property and the requirements for the variance were not created by the applicant nor any prior owner, but really were created when the state did the Route 1 improvement job some time ago. As I said, it's adjacent to state land, so there's no negative impact on the adjacent property owners. In fact, we're seeking what's called an abandonment of that roadbed and and possibly it may become part of this property in the future. And the required variance that we're seeking, which is the 35-foot maximum, is the minimum necessary in order to create the type of building that would be functional on the site. I do have some pictures of the area. This is facing from the front of the property. It's directly across from the water tower down there at Dewey that I'm sure you're all familiar with. And this is a picture facing north. So this is really the state lands that I was referring to. And you can see this is where the old road used to come through that's now closed. And then on the site at the present time, there's a home on there at the present time that would be removed when the construction was done. And submit those to Mr. Rickard. And Mr. Urquhart, just for the record, is everything I said true and correct?
It is true and correct, except that the water tower is Rehoboth, not Dewey.
Oh, okay. It's in the lost mile, as we refer to it. Or the forgotten mile, I'm sorry. And gentlemen, that's everything I have to say, unless you have any questions.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wood?
No.
Mr. Edson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
I had just a couple.
Mr. Burke?
Just two things. First of all, you referred to it as a closed road. Was that something that was officially closed, or one of those that just never got used?
It was, paper again, when they put the road improvements in, it doesn't go anywhere, and it just overgrew with grass.
Okay.
And
it's not been
formally closed. That's, in fact, what we're petitioning to do now.
Okay. And it's zone commercial?
Zone commercial.
To your knowledge, has it ever been used for commercial purposes in the past?
I don't know. There's a home there, so I don't think it has, to the best of my knowledge. I think it's always was a rental property, I believe.
Okay, thank you.
With lots of different tenants. So.
Okay, there being no further questions from members of the board, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 903.
Okay.
Same way to adversely affect the neighboring properties. It wasn't created by the applicant.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 9903. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.